Lift Him Up, September 9. Spiritual Power. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints. We are to reflect the character of Jesus. Everywhere, whether in the church, at our homes, or in social intercourse with our neighbors, we should let the lovely image of Jesus appear. This we cannot do unless we are filled with His fullness. If we would become better acquainted with Jesus, we should love Him for His goodness and excellence, and we should desire to become so assimilated to His divine character that all would know that we had been with Jesus and learned of Him. It is by carrying out in our lives the pure principles of the gospel of Christ that we honor and glorify our Father, who is in heaven. When we are doing this, we are reflecting heaven-given light upon the dark world around us. Sinners will be constrained to confess that we are not the children of darkness, but the children of light. How shall they know this? By the fruits we bear. Men may have their names upon the church book, but that does not make them children of light. They may hold honorable positions and receive the praise of men, but that does not make them children of light. There must be a deep work of grace, the love of God in the heart, and this love is expressed by obedience. It is Christ dwelling in the soul that gives us spiritual power and makes us channels of light. The more light we have, the more we can impart to others around us. The more closely we live to Jesus, the clearer views shall we have of His loveliness. As we behold Him in His purity, we discern more clearly our own faults of character. We yearn after Him, and for that fullness that is in Him, and that shines out in the perfection of His heavenly character. And by beholding, we become changed into His image. Every day we are sowing some kind of seed. If we sow the seeds of unbelief, we shall reap unbelief. If we sow pride, we shall reap pride. If we sow stubbornness, we shall reap stubbornness. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Our hearts may be filled with all the fullness of God, but there is something for us to do. We must not pet our faults and sins, but put them away and make haste to set our hearts in order. When this is done, let us take the key of faith and unlock the storehouse of God's rich blessings. There is an infinite fullness to draw from, and we have the promise of our divine Lord, "According to your faith be it unto you." We may win the crown of life, a place at God's right hand, and as we enter the pearly gates, hear the words sweeter than any music, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord."